Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And we are here, the final happy hour of 2025. Scraby surprised us with a pretty efficient big five. That doesn't happen
maybe
ever.
You shouldn't do it ahead of time all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, maybe you should just freestyle like that all the time.
Number one, the big five runs long because of the answers, not because of the questions.
No, that's not true.
Not even talking about the fact that we got it done on time. He's talking about the fact that you had good topics for
right,
a change.
Right. Aside, we already went over why the big five is long as it is yesterday. We don't need to rehash that again. End of the happy hour. OU in Alabama, moments away from kicking off the college football playoffs.
You know why? Another example of why I don't waste my time with pregame shows.
Why?
They asked Nick Saban who he thought was going to win the Alabama Oklahoma game. Like there was any question.
What if he would have said OU though?
There's no way Nick Saban going to say OU.
He has no allegiance to Alabama anymore.
Whoa, that's
please
a little,
that's anymore.
That's a little strong. He still has allegiance.
Next up on the panel was Brian Bosworth, former Oklahoma linebacker. Brian, who you got? And the thing is, they showed Bosworth. I couldn't hear what he was saying. But if you saw it too, Tony, he's breaking down everything. He's got his hands going. He's like, wait, you're in here.
Yeah, by the way, we have no sound, but like, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, you're picking Oklahoma. Just get to it. These guys just crack me up, honestly. But that's what they have to do. They're told to do that. So, you know, they don't have a choice. You're the ones that could make these, you know, make it a goal for 2026. Stop watching all the pre and post game rigmarole, and stop watching the stupid halftime interview with the coach as he jogs off the field. Somewhere, somehow, they've got to get the message that we don't want to see that stuff anymore.
Turn your mic on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I will do that if you do this, Chris, if you start watching live sports.
Live sports?
Yeah.
No, I can't watch live sports.
There you go. Then I'm not going to do your thing.
Well, fine. But I can't. I have to fast forward through all this malarkey. That's precisely why I don't watch live sports.
You don't want to see the malarkey.
No malarkey.
Oh, Eric made a really good comment. He says he hates pregame shows, but he's breaking down the pregame show.
Well, that's because it's forced on us, right?
Well, we're on the screen. Thank you, Eric.
Eric also said we had a really great overtime episode yesterday, so thank you, Eric.
The overtime episode.
That's a better comment.
It was organic. Because we really
definitely, we
didn't plan on talking
about it.
We're
supposed to talk about Mason Miller pitching in the World Baseball Classic, and we never got to it.
It got pushed to the show. The NBA sent out a memo Friday informing teams that it plans policy changes to prevent injury information from being leaked and used by sports bettors after current and former players were indicted in October. The NBA told teams that it will make several changes to its injury reporting policies, including requiring teams to submit an injury report on game days between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. though not on the second night of a back-to-back game. The NBA will also update public injury reports on its website every 15 minutes. Those reports are currently updated every hour. The league said it has also reviewed its policies around tanking and incentives involved. The memo said part of the review includes potential changes to draft pick protection and changing its drafty lottery rules.
Drafty, like
draft the whole lottery system was
The whole lottery system
was invented because of the NBA.
Maybe it meant to say draft lottery rules and that's just a typo, but it made it in there.
You remember the first team to actually tank was like openly do it? It was the Rockets. They got Ralph Sampson first from Virginia, 7'3", All-American center, number one player in the country, and then lost every game basically on purpose so that in 1984 they could get Olajuwon.
And it was,
of course, the guy that they didn't get in 84 was MJ.
Now, but if I recall, a couple years later, that same duo upset the Lakers.
They did in 86.
In 86. So it took them a couple years to get where they needed to. But
they beat the Lakers, got to the finals, did not beat Boston because Boston was unbeatable with five Hall of Famers in the starting lineup. That was pretty good, Boston, back then. Well, maybe four. I don't think Ainge is in the Hall of Fame, but he was pretty good. But what are they going to do? I didn't hear the... Like, they're just going to consider changing to try to keep teams from tanking?
I think the major one is that the teams have to submit an injury report early, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It has to be in that time.
Okay.
And the other thing I think they're going to do that is probably helpful, typically they update the injuries every hour. Now it's going to be every 15 minutes. So
wow. So if a guy stubs his toe on the way to it's going to be on the report.
It needs to be reported between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. You got a long range. You got 2 hours, basically, to get your submits in.
I mean, I honestly don't know that it seems incredibly necessary for, you know, Aztec basketball has to submit these now. Every team.
Yeah.
College, Division I. But with everybody gambling on all of the games, I know why they're doing it. That's why they're doing it. They'll never say so, but that's why.
What? They'll never say that?
They'll never say that we're giving you all this information so that the gamblers can make an intelligent decision on who to bet on. They're saying it because we don't want any shenanigans. Okay. You want to give the bettors all the information. The NFL was 30 years ahead of you by printing in the newspaper on Wednesdays the injury report. 30 years it took the NBA to figure out, maybe we should put one of those out.
I mean, yeah, this is this story has calmed down a lot, obviously, because
we haven't had a gambling controversy for a while.
This is going to pop back up. I mean, the Class A case is going to eventually be, you know, adjudicated.
Front and center.
And then you got all of these other, the Rozier and Big Shot, Chauncey Billups, right? So we're it's quiet now, but these problems ain't going nowhere, I don't think.
Was Rozier the play? No. Who was the play? It was Rozier in the Billups case. Because he said totally innocent, Rozier, right?
Well, they all said they're totally innocent.
And so did Chauncey.
Yes, Rozier was the one that actually pulled himself out of the game, is alleged to have pulled himself out of a game.
Scored 1 point and then said his
I'm out.
Ankle hurt.
So,
yeah, and it just so happened that everybody he knows bet $100 million on that game or whatever. The biggest, you know, the craziest denial of the week, I think, is we'll see where this goes, but the coach for the University of Ohio, Brian Smith.
What was his denial?
He was fired Wednesday.
Yeah.
Romantic relationships, including one that he admitted to with a student, as well as an allegation of public intoxication.
Question, is this gentleman married?
Brian Smith.
I believe so. It said extramarital in some of the headlines.
Okay,
headline,
so he extra. Okay, so listen to this now. So this is awesome to me. I love this stuff, but I shouldn't love it.
You love this stuff.
Yeah, I shouldn't love it because it's sordid and I wish it didn't happen. But this is the stuff that, anyway. Okay, so he admitted that he had a romantic relationship with a student and he was fired for cause. His attorney said he didn't participate in an extramarital affair and you know it. We are going to vigorously defend him at every turn and prove that all of this stuff is...
Wait, they dropped in the you know it too?
Yeah, basically, yeah, right. He
and
did.
You know it.
And you know it. So
I believe him now.
The audacity of these people.
His attorney is saying he did absolutely nothing wrong. Well, this is absurd.
Oh, I was just making this up.
But Smith apparently said he admitted to doing it. I don't get how that works, but that's what's happening there.
I'm telling you, so. They think we're dumb.
We were born last night again, Tony.
I think that's the only conclusion I can come to.
When this whole Sharon Moore thing went down, what is he thinking? Is he like, oh, no. They're going to start, all these schools are going to start looking into head coaches, and I'm going to get caught? Or do you think he just doesn't even think that?
Brian Smith?
Yeah.
Apparently he was fine with it.
When that went down, there had to be a little bit of sweat.
Uh-oh.
If you're married,
but if he's drinking, he may not even have picked up on those.
If you're married, which apparently is extramarital affair, as the words used here, as Scraby said, if you're married and you admit that you had a romantic relationship with a student. We need to know more before we can fire you with cause? But according to his attorney, he didn't participate in an affair, and you know it.
I like how he said, you know it.
That part
I didn't say that. He said
no,
that.
No, I know.
That part is so outrageous. It is outrageous. You know it.
So we'll keep an eye on it.
I don't think...
You know what's going to happen, too. They'll never come to any conclusion one way or the other. It'll be settled out of court. He will lose his job.
Yes.
And so he'll never have to admit to any wrongdoing. Nothing will be 100% proven, but he'll, just quietly go away with some sort of little payoff that they'll agree to.
You're probably right.
That's how you get out of that without further damage.
Probably right. All right, yeah. Let's get to break. More happy hour.
I got it.
You got what?
I got some topic.
Aren't we doing a year in review? Or we got
That's
a little
the last
more time?
Segment. You guys have pushed it this far. I would much
Why
rather.
Why don't we do the year in review tomorrow since you pushed it back?
I would much rather hear what Michael King had to say to Sammy. I pulled some clips.
Fair enough. Michael King coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A couple of quick NFL notes. For you fantasy players that are deep into your playoffs here, things you may want to know for the weekend. Looks like Drake London will be back in the lineup for Atlanta. A week too late as far as my wife's team was concerned. She needed him last week. And also Marvin Harrison returning for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I could have used him a couple weeks ago, too. Right. Thanks, Marvin.
And his return, I think, affects the world of Michael Wilson, who's the other Arizona receiver who gets like 16 targets when Marvin Harrison isn't there. Gets like three or four targets when Marvin Harrison is there.
Which is crazy.
That's Sophia Wilson's husband.
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
Yeah.
So anyway, something to consider. Those are a couple of wide receiver notes as far as lineups are concerned. Scraby and I are both in the semifinals of our league here, but I'm in big trouble. Puka Nacua put me 48 points down last night.
You scored what, 23?
JSN got 23.5. That late touchdown gave me a little hope.
That keeps you in the fight.
That gave me a little hope.
For a while there, I was like, oh, man, he's got one target.
He's going to be depressed when he comes in tomorrow. Yeah, 48 points, so it's hard to overcome. But maybe you're right. It's still a game. And then Scraby got 11 or 12 on Kyren Williams, but what you were worried about got you. You also have Corum, the backup. Yeah. He scored 17.
I know.
So
Blake Corum's been stealing the goal line.
He's stealing some of Kyren Williams' stuff.
The ones that got to the playoffs.
And then they get down to the 1 yard line, and I'm like, okay, Kyren's in. They're going to give it to him.
Psych.
He gets one shot. He gets stopped, and then they put back in Blake Corum.
And then the third down, they threw to Puka Nacua. Somebody cover that guy.
It's just all kinds of hurt for the Quinn and Chris
48
program.
48 points. My goodness.
You guys sound like you're about to be joining me here shortly.
Yeah, sidelines are waiting. Yeah.
I'm taking on Sammy Lev, and you better believe tonight at the Christmas party, I am not talking to him.
Sammy Lev versus Scraby and me versus Braden. That's how it played out this year. All right. Good luck to everybody in their fantasy playoffs, though. One way or the other, TJ Watt also not playing against the Lions. I can't wait to see Michael Valenzuela tonight. I haven't seen him since his Steelers beat the Dolphins.
He came looking
for
you the other day.
I know.
Yeah, he did.
I want to thank him because he, you know, he finally put the Tua world out of its misery. I saw, who was it, Taron Armstrong, the former tackle for the Dolphins, said, you guys are all don't know what you're talking about. He said, this kid's going to play the last three games. They're not going to see much. And Tua will be the starter on opening day. And I said, I don't know what world you're looking at. I don't see how Tua can be back.
I think he's right. You want me to
you
tell you
do.
That?
You think he might, huh?
You know, I think he's right. Because the amount of money they owe him next year, and if they were to release him, the amount of dead money that goes, I don't think it's something that an organization can do. They're going to have, at the very least, he's going to be on the roster. And if he's on the roster making that kind of money,
if he's on the roster, they may not have a quarterback who's better than him.
I heard something
that Dan Marino said. We're talking Dolphins again, and that's going to make Scraby mad. But
I mean, we're supposed to talk Michael King.
Yeah, it's fair. Let's go to that. If you want to know what Dan Marino said, look it up yourself.
No, go ahead and finish the story.
He just said that everybody hates Tua, and it's not fair because the guy did put his health and everything on the line for that organization.
Man, that's coming from your GOAT, man.
That's coming from Marino. He said, look, this guy was beat up. He got concussion after concussion after concussion. He kept playing and trying to win games for you. So that part should be appreciated.
I kind of agree with that.
So there you go.
I think it's not. I think Tua would be better served with a different, I hate to say it, head coach.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who say their offense is too difficult for almost any quarterback to run, let alone him.
Where was Mike McDaniels before he got the job with Niners?
Yeah,
that whole system in San Francisco seems to be a very complicated, which is why Trey Lance didn't survive.
He
in
didn't
it.
Make it at all.
Purdy has thrived in it for the most part, but I don't know, man.
Everyone's chimed in.
I think the idea, and I've heard this from a lot of different coaches, good ones, you're supposed to be trying to like find what your guy does best and highlight it.
That was a Don Shula phrase often. Just tell me who I have and I'll design my team for them.
It doesn't
Mike
seem
McDaniels
like that's
goes the other
here.
Way around. All right, Scraby, go to Michael King because I could keep talking about this and I don't want to.
His face.
No, I'm good. It's the last show of the year, last hour of the year. But Michael King did a solid for us and signed with the Padres before we went to break. and Sammy Lev. Caught up with him. You can go to 97.3thefansd.com or 97.3thefansd on Twitter if you want to see some of more of the coverage. But Sammy opened up with, how are you feeling after signing a contract to come back to San
Great
Diego?
Great question.
Yeah, such a good question.
Great question.
Absolutely incredible. That was my agent's main goal was he wanted me to be happy about the contract that I got. And playing back in San Diego was something that I was high up on my list. I think that my wife and I fell in love with the city. I think my parents fell in love with the city. Mm-hmm. And we could not be more excited to be back here and play in front of these fans.
Let's dive into that a little bit more, because during the press conference, you mentioned family, having roots here. Can you describe what about your experience here in San Diego in particular made you feel like this was a place in particular you wanted to be?
Yeah, honestly, there was no one moment that did. I think it was the culmination of the last 2 years of having a baby out here.
Yeah.
With an awesome doctor and awesome hospitals, starting our foundation out here because there are so many ties to type 1 diabetes in San Diego, let alone the weather, let alone the awesome stadium. The fan base is absolutely electric. The team is a winning team. The players here, the coaches here, I just vibed really well with. And I think these last 2 years, it totally changed my perspective on the West Coast and West Coast baseball. And yeah, I'm very pumped to be back.
Ooh.
Note to all San Diegans right here. I don't know. Was it last year at some point or maybe it was a year before? There was this conversation about the type of fans we wanted to be. And it was, you know, I think New York was involved with it and how they approached
their
players.
Oh, I think it
players.
Was Cameron Maybin if said
Cameron
that
Maybin, and
you
everybody,
should be mean to players.
Everybody got in their feelings about that. Here is why it's best to do you where you're at, right? Because Michael King, and let me tell you, most East Coasters, I know it is a hard, hard deal to get them to be like, man, this is a place I want. I can give up home.
What does it matter with East Coast people? Don't they come out here and see how wonderful the weather
is?
Yeah,
they like our weather for a little bit, but then they pop off once they go back home.
Okay.
You've convinced one and his entire family that this is a place that they are happy that they planted roots in.
We've converted an East Coast guy.
You did.
That's
not
hard.
Not an easy fix. No, not an easy deal there.
Sammy Lev also asked Michael King about what he wants to be in 2026.
I had a college coach tell me winning should be the only thing that's on your mind, mm-hmm. and making the person next to you be the best teammate you could be. I think that ultimately we have not won a championship, and that that weighs on me. And so I think that I absolutely have something to prove in terms of being a championship caliber player, coming out in October and being that guy that is a guaranteed win for the team, mm-hmm. every time I'm on the mound. So I think that I can bring a championship here and I can make the guys around me better players. Ultimately, that will hopefully be the thing that defines me as a player this year.
I mean, listen, Michael's coming in to a role now where, you know, he's got some time under his belt.
He's a vet.
Different leadership as you start moving up the ladder like this. 3 years, 25. 3 years, 75. I mean, that's a responsibility. And he sounds like he's kind of walking in that right now.
You know, he got off to a really good start in San Diego. His first interview was conducted by Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby without Chris Ello. I remember listening to it because you replayed it that day. You guys did a great job. And I think he benefited from not having me in there to scare him away. So
sorry, I was listening to Michael King. Who were we talking about?
I said, Michael King's first interview, you two guys did it. I was not with you at the moment. And I said, I think he, you know, it worked out well because I wasn't there to scare him off. So that was good.
I don't know how it happened, but I remember asking about the Yankees facial hair policy before it was.
That sounds like a scraby question.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, it's fine. I can't grow a beard. So
he was, he sounded like a terrific guy in the interview. He's been terrific all the way. And I do believe that. Whether people want it, because they were always supposed to just chase the dollar and as much as you can get. And maybe this was as much you can get. I don't know. But I truly believe the relationship with the organization, the fans, the city really helped draw him back here. And he said pretty much to Sammy there.
So. Last one, and then we'll go to break. Michael King was asked by our great Sammy Levitt about how he mentioned the championship being a big, important thing. So Sam asked him to expand on that.
I mean, the adrenaline rush from a big game is there's nothing like it. I think that you have guys that crumble in those situations and guys that really rise up. And I have always hoped to be the guy that a team can count on to rise up in those situations. Playing in front of the fans here in October was the adrenaline rush that I've never seen before, and I absolutely loved it. So I want to maintain that for the rest of my career and obviously for the rest of this contract.
I love him.
Yeah.
Chris, do you love him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've said that.
Are we running out of gas, guys?
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. We're going to fire up the engine for one big segment, one that Scraby's been working on for 9, 10, 11 months.
So long that he had to give up a Big Five written and had to do a freestyle version.
Things got done.
It did.
And we got the biggest fan on the other side.
We also have the first touchdown of the playoff. Oklahoma's in for a 6-0 lead. Extra point coming against Alabama. More coming from Gwen and Chris in a moment.
What's up, guys? Just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. Frank and I will be back on January 5th. 5:36 on the clock, last segment of 2025 here on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. He has been building
flourishly.
I hate that you guys are building this up because I stopped working on it because I knew you guys didn't want to do it.
He has been building it up.
I stopped working on it.
He's trying to give himself some disclaimers, but we aren't letting it happen.
The people this is going to be Radio Gaga. I believe that was a song by Queen back in the day.
Oh.
Radio Gaga. I don't know what it referred to, but...
I was thinking Lady again? Gaga.
How's that go?
I'm not going to sing it for you.
All right, let's everybody hear Chris sing. You were in a singing Telegram group.
All I hear is...
That's what I thought it was.
Radio Gaga.
Oh.
Radio Goo Goo.
Oh.
Radio Gaga.
You know what I remember?
What?
They did... what is it? They did CNN did that special with the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And one
I
of them
it.
Was about the music, and that dude, that group.
Queen?
Was on the stage, and it was like, it seemed like millions of people were out there.
That was crazy.
And Queen, they were all doing it at the same time.
That would be crazy.
Queen's got
quite a life. Yes.
Quite a run.
All right. Without biggest further ado, we got biggest fan. Hold up. Let me pull mine up here.
I have it if you just want
to. Go ahead. Handle it.
Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Ken Mosley of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. You qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Ken Mosley. You have 10 minutes, 833-288-0973. We have traffic and then a very mediocre segment to end the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So Ken called in, our biggest fan, which might have been the quickest ever, which I appreciate you, Ken.
That means Ken's locked in.
Ken is definitely locked in. But there's something that people tell me on the phone here in the studio that I don't know how to respond to. And it's a totally normal thing. But usually people will go and say, go Padres on their way off the phone. And what did I just awkwardly say back to Ken? Yes! So
it was pretty awkward, too.
Am I just supposed to say, go Padres back?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'll do from now on.
Give a little chuckle.
Go Padres! Go Padres!
Yes, sir, go Padres.
Boom. I know that like all the SDSU coaches say go Aztecs before they get off the phone.
That does seem to be a consistent theme.
I'm glad we've moved away from the go Tex.
Oh, Tex. Go Tex?
I've never been a big fan of that.
No, I wasn't.
You didn't like go Tex?
And then I didn't really know what it meant.
And nobody knew what it was.
Yeah, and then we were doing the roll Tex thing, and it was like, yo, that's not even our thing.
We're not roll tie.
No.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah. Stick with what you know. Stick with what you know. This hour is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California. All right. Go see our overtime episode from yesterday at Gwen and Chris SD for stories about running on a curb. Remember, Tony, what Chris revealed to us yesterday?
Driving on a curb, not running.
Sorry, yeah, driving onto a curb.
Yes, I do remember.
All right, so here we go with our year-long recap. These are the year-long conversations that we had that came to mind. So you guys, please feel free to add anything. But the MLB media rights, that was something we talked about all year. Media rights, TV, where are we going to watch? Padres.com, all this stuff. That was one of the year-long conversations.
And how does it, let's catch us up. How did it all end? The Padres are in the same situation they were before, right?
Yes, but I believe ESPN now.
Just ESPN, the microphone flag will say ESPN now instead of MLB, or will it still say MLB?
I think it would be ESPN. So we've been talking about that. Obviously, we've been crushing the NIL landscape all year long because college sports is broken. And branching off of that, in the last few months, it's been the CFP rankings and the ridiculousness of the CFP is something we've been talking about all year. Also, sports betting issues, which we will keep getting into in 2026. But here we go.
Yeah, we're going to continue to get through that.
January 1st. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go like that. January, we came back from our break to some terrible news. The Padres had a lawsuit going on. And we found out about the Shield Seidler thing and the Padres thing.
That turns out that was just the beginning of that situation.
You know, now that the year's over,
it was.
Yeah. Now that the year's over and we're kind of back into this sale, the Padres did a remarkable job of quieting that whole thing from February to November. You would have thought it would have come up all season long, but it really never did.
It was almost like once we got to spring training, it all stopped. Because it was pretty consistent conversation about it. And at that time, there were different things kind of leaking out or coming out. And then the season started, and it just kind of went quiet. And
good
that,
job
it doesn't
by
always
the,
happen
Padres
that way.
There.
Good
no,
job.
It doesn't. But yeah, we started the year, first day back, with a major story, which I didn't hate because I didn't know what we were going to talk about that day, but I did not like our topic. Also, first day back, Roki Sasaki watch heated up. We were watching to see where he would go.
Ken Rosenthal said he'd go anywhere but the Dodgers.
Everybody was like, I think Roki's going to choose the Padres. I think Roki's going to choose the Padres. Well, on January 17th, while we were on the show, Roki Sasaki proved who he really is and chose the Dodgers.
Scravey's never going to forget it.
No, he's not.
And then he cried sometime later in the dugout. Next one.
And then
he
was heroic in the World Series. Yes. So it turned out okay.
This is for you, Chris.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill said he didn't want to be a Dolphin anymore in January of 2025.
Wish he would have followed through on that after the way it all turned out.
So I know that many people's homes were burned down, but the LA fires at the beginning of the year, we specifically talked about JJ Redick's house being burned down, and I just wanted to bring it up because that was less than a year ago, and it seems like those people are still struggling.
There's a lot of people who think not enough has been done in the year
since
that's happened. Start rebuilding. I'm sure there's a lot of red tape involved, and people are more into politics than I do. Discuss it, but
it's a lot.
You'd like to see those. You hope that those people that were all lost their homes. Like, I hope we still care about them now. You know what I mean? We cared about them the first month.
For sure.
But do we care about them anymore? Right?
I think as a society, we just move on to the next
stressful thing. I think everything is conditioned for us to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a news cycle literally, I don't even know if it lasts 24 hours anymore.
Maybe not.
It's so, you know, that was sad. And, you know, hopefully some of those folks are able to kind of get back on their feet.
Here's another one, and this happened in January. Another sad story. Bob Uecker passed away in January.
So yeah.
We talked about that.
No biggie, but if this is all January, we're only going to make it to, like, March.
I get it. Okay. I was thinking the same thing looking at the clock. Let me do this one. Quick note. We talked about this last year in January. NFL has been laying the groundwork for years for an 18-game season because Goodell, the commissioner of the league, said that it was a, quote, logical step for an 18th game. So we're going to get that 18th game, whether the players like it or not. All right. Let's go to February. We're going to start with another sad story. But February 12th, we had Scott Miller on the show, and I looked again. I'm not sure if we had him on again, but this is – I just wanted to bring up Scott Miller. Because he passed away this year. So did Bryce Miller.
Scott and Bryce Miller.
We had both of them on quite a bit.
Yeah, all the,
time.
Yeah. And I thought about both of those guys often.
Yeah.
And I just, I ask why. Why was it them?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Miller was at spring training last year.
He was at spring training, and then
things went south.
That's when it went bad.
But
rest in peace to both.
Yeah, Scott and Bryce Miller.
Great men.
February 17th, no easy way to get back into this. Nick Pivetta signs with the Padres. We were very excited about
that. Hold up, let's back that up. You said we were really excited about it.
Yeah.
I think we were really excited about it because we hadn't done anything.
It was news, that's why.
It wasn't necessarily because we knew Nick Pivetta was going to be the number one starter on our team.
I know everybody, including myself, looked up all of the bad seasons he had with the Red Sox.
I remember, what
is going on here?
Yeah. I remember, but then we broke down the contract, and I was like, okay.
I remember saying that I thought this was kind of like a Joe Musgrove sign, where he's finally going to start coming into his own. But I don't think anybody knew that it was going to be what it looked like this year.
No.
Not even close.
Not even close. All right, let me skip some now. Fernando takes Nick Pivetta yard in a backfield game.
Man, you really delving into the
Eagles. You better get to March.
Eagles beat Chiefs in the Super Bowl, which was fun.
Yeah,
February.
On the Chiefs enough.
Luka trade. People lost their mind.
That was a big one.
And then the
huge.
First game back after that trade, the Mavs gave up 50 in the first quarter. And
Nico Harrison.
They said they traded him because of his terrible defense. They gave up 91 points in the first half.
Well, and then eventually Nico Harrison did.
Shout out to Nico.
Feel the
good
wrath
man.
Of it all.
Yeah, all right. March 1st. SDFC starts their magical year. They win their first game, but not without controversy after fans were chanting derogatory things. But we did learn SDFC will stand up for what is right because Mikey Varas, the head coach, opened his post-game press conference condemning the homophobic discriminatory chants made by fans at the opposing goalkeeper, calling it unacceptable.
Shout out to Mikey Varas because he set the tone from that point. I mean, he set the tone in the first interview we ever had with him, but...
Yeah.
It was those type of things that happened that he was out front and just masterful in how he handled it.
He did. Yeah.
And I think at that point, everything that happened in like the first 2 months was all a surprise to the MLS league about San Diego FC.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Fast forward to March 18th. Unfortunately, driving home from spring training, the Aztecs were drubbed by North Carolina 95-68. Remember, North Carolina
you
shot.
Passed over that one.
Right. Why is that?
Wouldn't hurt anybody.
North Carolina pulled a Buddy Boeheim. They shot 14 for 24 from 3, 58% in that game. March 20th, UCSD makes NCAA tournament debut, so that was fun. They lost to Michigan by 3. Aztecs women basketball wins the Mountain West Championship and then play LSU in the tourney. Let's go to April. Padres were 15-4 on April 16th.
Boy, y'all was talking spicy, too. Yeah. Not you guys.
No, I know.
Everybody was feeling themselves real good at that point.
Fernando hit 7 homers that month, 15 RBIs.
Fernando looked like he would just give him the MVP award.
I distinctly remember doing...
By August, we were like... I was among those stressing about it.
I distinctly remember in the first 3 months of the season, I was doing radio hits... And the first question was MVP something, 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 Fernando Tatis Jr. And then, like, as you said, it just, as the season progressed, that conversation got quieter and quieter and quieter until it was no more.
Yes. Luis Arraez, just for comparison, hit .355 in the month of April with an OPS of .929, and he tied for the lead of the month with 3 homers.
They hadn't started hating him yet.
Yeah, I know.
Padres were 23-11 on May 5th. They were still rolling.
We're not to May yet, Chris.
I know, but I'm
we're trying to help you get there.
I'm going to get moving. Also in April, Tony said it earlier, Rory wins the Masters, completes Grand Slam.
He snuck that one in.
May, Padres were 13-13, but for golf, Scottie Scheffler wins the PGA Championship.
Scottie Scheffler was on a heater.
Was that the year? Was last year when he got arrested or the year before?
2 years ago.
Okay.
June, Padres were 13-15, but J.J. Spahn wins the U.S. Open in dramatic fashion. Chris couldn't believe the SGA never gets called for a push-off. I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Saw this on the document quite a bit.
Carrying on about this.
July, Padres went 15-10, but outside of that, Scottie Scheffler wins the Open Championship at Royal Port Rush. August, Padres were 16-12. Here's the big story we talked about. ESPN acquires parts of NFL media, including the rumors starting of NFL Red Zone slipping in commercials, and it's never stopped since then. They keep
slipping in commercials. Slipping in more
and more. And they do. They haven't even announced it. They just keep putting them in now.
Slide another one in there.
Yes. September, Padres went 14-11. On September 7th, Alex Morgan's number was retired for the Wave.
Hey, Alex. She was honored at the ESPYs, too, last year.
Oh. Cool.
For contributions to her sport.
Freddie Fermin clinches a playoff berth with an 11th inning walk-off in September. September 26th, last City Connect game for the Mint and Pink. And the NFL season started with Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott.
It sure did. He didn't even play it down.
No, it was the kickoff and then the spitting.
And then he's out.
October, Padres lose to the Cubs in the wild card. And really, only thing I have for December because I stopped trying.
Skipped November?
I stopped trying because you guys didn't want to do this. Notre Dame AD freaks out about not getting in the college football playoff is our big story of December.
So November didn't exist.
Wow, the FCS's
playoff run.
Nah,
went up in smoke there.
You know what? That's an oversight on my part. It's a huge oversight on my part, actually.
Especially considering you said that it. It overshadowed what the Padres did. You didn't even put it in the year in review.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
I
would have had some checking, I think I would have put that in there. But I'm going to go ahead and put that in there, guys. SDFC's playoff round.
Anybody remember the results?
November we hired Stammen.
Thank you.
Was it?
Okay. Brandon said that.
Anybody remember the results of the playoff games in Chicago?
Yes. It was 3-1, 3-1, 3-1. One?
Pretty close, Grabe. A lot closer than I would have got. 3-1, lost. 3-0, won. 3-1, lost. I mean, just no one hit for either side, really, in that series.
Stupid Michael Bush.
What happened to the Cubs? Who did they play next?
They played the Brewers.
And out they went.
And out they went. And down they went. And then the Brewers forgot how to hit in the NLCS.
Out they went.
Yeah. Out they went. All right. Yeah. That's it for the year.
Everything you'd ever want to know about 2025.
Well, I wanted to do this for like 3 more hours.
But... Oklahoma 10-0 now over Alabama. Alabama looking like Alabumble so far. Not getting out of their own way.
Alabumble.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting... I left the Aztec football team off the list.
Yes, you did, Scrape. You left quite a bit off the list there, buddy.
Well... Aztec football team goes in.
We promised the folks one of the best segments in the history of radio.
I think that qualifies.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Thank you, everyone, for listening all year long to our station. We really do appreciate it. And we will be back in 2026.
We also have a special Gwen and Chris overtime that will play on Christmas Day.
I didn't want to say that. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, it was?
But
what?
Now
what
it's out there.
Well, we need to promote it. Do we not?
We will have a special Christmas episode of the overtime on Christmas morning. Go to youtube.com/@GwenandChrisSD.
How are you going to surprise everybody with that information without me saying something?
Well, it's just going to pop up in their feed. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's going to be it for
Tony's had enough.
2025. We'll return on January 5th. Back as a whole crew once again.
Yes.
You guys enjoy the holidays. We catch you on the other side. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.